97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I'm driving to work this morning, and as I usually do, I saw, I don't know, maybe four or five homeless people. Typically, running right across the road as I'm trying to drive when it's a green light.
In dark clothing.
Yeah. Stumbling in the road. The other day, I'm driving, and I saw somebody quite literally walking down the middle of the lane. Seemed very high on something. Zero regard for the fact that cars were trying to pass him on both sides. Just kept on going. This is a serious problem, and you've heard city leaders throw out all these possible solutions that are gonna help the homeless problem, or I'm sorry, what do they call them now? The unhoused.
Unhoused,
because that's
yes.
Offensive to call them homeless. That is what they are. It's not a knock on them. They're homeless. They're without a home, aka homeless. Florida is taking an interesting approach. I want you to listen to what's happening there.
We all have gathered together to really have a discussion on how we can get ahead of this anti-camping bill. How do we help our unhoused neighbors?
A new Florida law will ban sleeping in public places, including parks, and goes into effect on October 1st.
With this law that's coming out, what are they going to do?
Since the law passed back in March, local organizations have been preparing for an influx of people who are home insecure.
Because they don't want to get fined or they don't want to be placed in jail, which is the last thing that, you know, the sheriff's department wants to do, and the last thing that we want as a community.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
Wait a minute. Home insecure?
Yes. So
was that a journalist who said that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
So now they're the unhoused and the home insecure. So
you might feel unsecure if you're parking, if you're sleeping out in the open in a parking lot or a park. Yeah, you might feel unsecure, but you are without a home. Homeless. And many of them are homeless intentionally is the perfect description for it.
You know what? You know all those like fatherless homes? Maybe they're father insecure.
That's a great point.
The unfathered. You cannot call them fatherless. That is offensive.
Well, and, you know, Kamala and these other liberal politicians want to fix that by throwing money at it. Because if you don't have enough money to pay your bills, you are your money unsecured, right?
It really applies to so many things we've not thought about.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We've just moved the homeless around the city of St. Louis. Whenever the big wigs come to town, like last year when they had the big, you know, Democratic convention and Kamala Harris came to St. Louis, all of a sudden, all these gates were up, the barricades, which, by the way, remain up to this day. And they just basically say, oh, you can't go here. Okay, well, then they move a block over. And then people get fed up because they wreak havoc there. And so then the same thing happens. And around we go. They put barricades up. They're moved. They're not solving anything. I think this is going to be interesting how this all unfolds in Florida starting in October. Are they going to arrest people? Because the shelters are saying, you know, we're going to try to increase the number of beds we have. But the reason why a lot of these people don't go to the shelters is because they don't want to follow the rules. They have to be in by a certain time. I believe I've never stayed at a homeless shelter, but to my knowledge, lights out at a certain time. There are certain things that they don't.
No drugs.
Mark. Yeah. That too.
No alcohol.
They don't want to listen to those rules.
No.
So they would rather sleep in a tent or no tent and just sleep on the sidewalk like I see many of them as I'm driving to work at 4 in the morning. So what's going to happen here in October in Florida? Will other states or cities follow suit? Certainly, you know, St. Louis would not. But we have to do something about this homeless issue. It's not getting better. It's just changing.
Well, it's getting worse. And maybe some of that's got to do with inflation and everything being that much more expensive, which may have pushed some of these people into this situation. Lost jobs. I mean, there are clearly people who can recover from this. And there are people who can't recover from it. And as a society, we have decided we're going to lump them all into one category and make them a cause. And that's not helping them. When you consider the fact that the guy you saw stumbling through the street is a hardcore homeless individual with mental health problems. And until those mental health problems are addressed, nothing in his life is getting better. Period.
Right.
Versus the family that the mom lost her job and she and the kids are sleeping in their car because they got kicked out of their apartment for not paying their rent. They're home insecure, but that's recoverable. You can't lump all these people into one category and decide that that's how you address the problem. I drove past the park down here this morning that they closed down a year ago when the DNC was in town. Now, for those of you that don't remember, it was the fall DNC meeting. They held it in St. Louis. It wasn't a DNC convention. It was just a bunch of the people who were active in the Democratic Party came here. They had every disparate group you can think of had its own individual meeting to deal with their issues, whatever they happen to be.
Mark would know. He went.
I went over there because I signed up. I registered and I snuck in and walked around for a few minutes and felt like a fish out of water.
You're like Matt Walsh when he went to the DNC, and remember he wore his wig and his Kamala 2024 t-shirt.
Harris came here. She didn't go to the border, but she came to St. Louis. And when she did, Mayor Tish rounded up all the homeless people and moved them. Moved their tents away from City Hall, closed off Drug Park over here across the street from our radio station, where they used to all gather and we'd see them out there doing drugs at 4 a.m. as we're driving into work. That's still got a fence around it a year later. What do they call it? A reclamation project or something was going on?
Restoration project.
But they've done nothing there in a year.
Maybe they planted.
All they did was gate it off.
Maybe they planted one flower.
Yeah, it looks like hell is what it does. Because, again, their approach to the homeless issue, it's a political cause for them that they use to try to generate empathy and money and nothing else. They never get to the solution because they're blind to the problem.
And yet they want some people across the country to open up their homes and allow these people to stay with them. How ridiculous is that?
These people. You shouldn't use that phrase.
I'm sorry.
That's racist. The
home insecure. I'd like to apologize for my whiteness.
It did.
And I would like to apologize for my privilege for not calling them
thank you,
home insecure.
People.
Please
don't call, do not call. I mean, they
apology.
Are people and they're more important people than you are. But when you call them those people, you know, there are other connotations there. So you must be careful.
The law in Florida, by the way, allows local governments to designate certain property for sleeping or camping if the sites meet certain standards. For example, it sounds like they could only be used for 1 year. They would have to include access to things like restrooms and running water, have security, and be deemed alcohol and drug free. The sites must also not harm the values of nearby properties or safety. That's key.
What if it's in your neighborhood?
Well, and they're going to get a lot of pushback. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits that are going to come from this. But remember when the city of St. Louis was looking at having, wasn't it around the clock security, and they wanted to have them be able to get access to restrooms, like not just a Johnny on the spot, like an actual, you are able to walk into a building. Wasn't that a thing? And we were talking about that. Either the end of last year or it wasn't that long ago.
They wanted to pass an ordinance that basically would allow them to ignore community opposition.
Oh, you know what?
Remember?
This was the unhoused Bill of Rights where they were going to let them pee and poop on the sidewalk.
Poop on the sidewalk. And if you're housing, if your group of people that live in your neighborhood are opposed to it, you can't stop it. If they want to buy a piece of property in your neighborhood and turn it into a homeless shelter, you couldn't say no.
You think they give each person like a pooper scooper?
I don't know.
And they ask them to use it? Here's a litter box. Well, maybe. People think they're furries now, so that shouldn't be offensive.
This is crazy.
If you're a furry in Ohio, should you be worried? Maybe all the furry cats, like the people who think they're cats, maybe they're changing. They all of a sudden feel more like, I don't even know, like a moose.
Ouch.
Or a raccoon because the cats are being supposedly targeted by the Haitians.
Yeah. Maybe they're a little more nervous than normal. Walking around in their furry outfit. They should be. Good for Florida, by the way. I'll just make a little commentary there. I'm glad that they're being proactive on that. I mean, something has to be done. But it still doesn't address the core issue of mental health. The big homeless problem in this country started when we emptied out the mental asylums. When you couldn't just take somebody and drop them off at the nut house. And so many people need to be in the nut house. That's the problem. And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So how dare you diminish people with mental illness? They need treatment. You get treatment at the nut house. I'm sorry. There's no other way to describe it.
Mental illness is 100%
that's where
a big
you
issue.
Get to call it counseling or mental health counseling or whatever you want to call it. It's an asylum where you send people who need mental health treatment. I'm not talking about going and giving them shock treatments, but they have to be getting care instead of running around in the society. I don't know, in some cases, shooting up schools. And I mean, these are people with mental health problems, and we're not getting them addressed. Try going and admitting somebody to CenterPoint or one of these hospitals out here. You'll wait in the lobby for 12 hours. You'll be lucky if anybody ever comes out and talks to you. And I tell you that from personal experience with a family member. You can't do it anymore. And then you're that person, you're stuck with them. What do you do?